systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hello, I was totally yawning. Hello and welcome to General Hall. Today is Friday, May 21st, 2010. Yes, my name is Matt. This is episode 351. Hello.
Hi, my name is Danny.
Good afternoon.
God. I'm Sean.
Good evening.
That's Sean.
Sean.
Okay.
Depending on when you're listening to this.
Stop yawning during the kaboom.
Dude, last night at the fucking, at Grizzly Jack's, I could not stop yawning, like, all fucking night. And before we got up there and started rapping, I was like, what happens if I yawn in the middle of rapping? Like, is that possible? Like, what'll happen? And, I mean, thank the stars that I did not.
Well, you get hyped up when you're rapping, so you're not yawning.
Yeah, I don't know. That it was tripping me out, though, because I kept, like, it was, like, one after another. And then I started doing it outside when we were smoking. And I was like, what if I yawn right before I have to kaboom? And then I totally did. And that's what happened.
Fucking loser.
I know.
Dude,
I know.
You cut that shit out. Like, right now.
I think it sounded good.
Take two.
Honestly.
Kaboom.
Good morning, everyone. So, yeah, it's episode 351. We are at the Jam Hole, 406-204-4687. You can give us a call or thejamhole.com/live. The chat, you can talk there. How did you do last night, Sean? What happened?
I did pretty fucking good, actually.
Is that the story you're going to go with?
No, it's not.
What happened, man?
I'd like to blame my lack of vocal ability last night on the fact that the previous night, I went out karaoke-ing all night.
Karaoke-ing.
Karaoke-ing.
Now, what is that? I'm not familiar with.
Sing karaoke songs all
sing
night.
Is karaoke like a genre, or is that is it a style? Is it a rap style?
It's a recreational activity.
What does that entail?
Singing other people's crappy songs.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In front of a bunch of drunk people.
Is that legal still?
Sure is.
You mean the DMCA hasn't shut that down yet?
It should be illegal for being way too much fun.
Oh, hey.
You didn't learn that in your DJing school?
Amham says, I karaoke'd last night. Yeah, I forgot to tell you guys. I went to DJ school. I was noticing a lot of kids in the valley here have apparently gone to the same DJ school I went to. I went to the SoundSoft Winamp School of DJ, and they teach you, it's a 2-year course broken down into a 10-week curriculum. And basically, they teach you the finer parts of DJing with Winamp. And it's good to see so many SoundSoft alumni here. Like, I'm with family, you know. Like, we're like Marines, you know. We're family. We never leave each other behind at a bar with a nasty girl. We never do that.
Yeah, whatever. We leave Sean behind all the time.
Sean chooses to stay behind is how that works out.
No, guys, I have a ride at school. Who's your ride? These chicks. I don't even... Yeah, chicks are going to be a ride.
Who ended up being the ride that night? Sean? Shauna?
What night?
The night that you got pulled over.
Me?
You. Now, why don't you tell us what happened? Because you had a court date this morning, I believe, yes?
Okay, well, as you know, I'm in the middle of a DUI case after the first the first rap show was still a lot of fun.
So... Wow. You got pulled over after the first rap show you ever did up there?
Yes.
And you got a Dewey?
You sure fucking did. Court pending.
Nice.
I'm not convicted yet.
Oh, right. It's alleged. Allegedly.
It's allegedly.
You allegedly got a DUI.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an ongoing... Are you putting that off as well?
Yes.
So what, you get to court and they're like, what's your plea? And you're like, I'm not exactly sure.
I need more time.
Can I get a plea bargain? So you're not in jail. So that's good.
That is good.
Yeah, well, anyway, the story goes, I was, you left because I had a ride. And I was driving these two young ladies home. And I got pulled over. and I did a sobriety test and passed and got a ticket for driving on suspended and
Why was your license suspended?
For the DUI.
Oh, so even though you haven't plead yet, they still suspend your license?
Well, I refuse to blow into a breathalyzer, so that's an automatic 6-month suspension in this state.
You're a man of integrity. I respect that. Probably not.
I refuse. I'm not giving you evidence. Are you stupid?
Yeah, right. What would have? Let's say hypothetically, what could have happened if you would have blown into this test? Would you have passed the test or would you have failed the test?
Let's put it this way.
There was a reason it's better to not have your license for 6 months.
Yeah, I'd rather have her say no than for like blowing like legally dead.
Awesome.
I was pretty fucking sloshed. I haven't been that drunk in a long time.
So yeah, it was kind of weird for me last night because last Thursday we weren't there. We were at your sister's birthday party at the Palace, wrapping up there with God-fearing women. And I guess, well, while we were gone, Isaiah rearranged everything. And so instead of everything being upstairs where we're used to it, it's all downstairs now. And it just seemed weird. It seemed out of place. And like when we first got there, it was kind of weird because there's just a bunch of those old rich guys.
Yeah.
And they're always hanging out there, right? And so Isaiah, like, he's making a special playlist because he's not allowed now to play anything, I guess, rap-ish or anything while they're there. What? And it was funny because he's playing, like, what was the first song that came on? It's that old fucking, I don't even know. You remember, Sean? The first song that came on? It's like that oldie fucking, not La Bamba, but it's like that.
Black Betty?
Maybe. I don't know.
It was Black Betty.
That wasn't the first one. I remember that came on. But it's just like the atypical, like, 60 to 70-year-old old-school rock and roll song that they're all just drinking to. I don't know. Probably some George Thorogood. But it was funny because the bartender, like, comes over and he's like, can you turn that down a little bit? And when he said that, because it was already pretty low, I was like, oh, man, this is weird.
That's not good for over there then.
But
dude.
Then, you know, they left and everything was fine. But yes, we get up there, we do, you know, a few songs. And Isaiah didn't even rap last night for, I don't know why, but what happened out there, Sean? You kind of fucked me is what you did. Were you getting me back for all the times I went up there and forgot my shit?
No.
Is that what that was?
Little Cal wouldn't do that.
Are you getting me back for all the times you've asked to bum a smoke and I've said, go fuck yourself?
No, I just legitimately sucked. It happens, you know?
No rhyme or reason, if you will?
A little bit of reason, but...
Not very much rhyme?
Lots of rhyme, but, you know.
Oh, man.
That's rapping for you.
Right.
Just legitimately sucked.
I guess maybe it's my fault. I should have seen it coming. I should have been like, let's not do the singing song because you don't look like you're in the mood to sing. And I didn't notice you doing your voice warm-ups.
No, we didn't rehearse beforehand. We went in there cold.
Okay. Is that what you're going to go with?
Well, sure.
And then he begs the audience for applause.
For you?
I know. And I said, I told him while we were up there, I looked at him in the mic. I'm like, don't ever do that again to me. It's funny because everyone was applauding, but it's weird when you're like, come on, guys. Wasn't that good? That was good, wasn't it? Come on.
I didn't say
please,
it like that. Come
please.
On.
Pretty funny. It was so funny.
Oh, God. So was it at least hopping at all last night?
Well, not
after we left,
dead.
I guess.
Not really. Was it? Did it? Yeah. Did anyone get shot?
After the two fucking douchebags left, the party happened.
Oh, God.
Was that us?
Yeah.
Yes.
It was pretty funny, though, because somebody had a dog in there, and when Sean was singing, I could have sworn I heard the dog start howling. Ooh. So, like, I get down by the dog's face into the microphone. I'm like, arr! Trying to totally get him to howl into the mic.
God,
it was so funny. It was kind of sad because that's kind of what it sounded like him singing.
That kind of sucks being downstairs, though.
It does. I don't know how I feel about it.
Why did they have to move downstairs?
I honestly don't know.
Pill thought it would be better, actually. And they
because
lost their
the
bartender
bar.
Upstairs.
Okay, you want to know what he said? Why? Because there's a Coyote Ugly style bar that he can envision girls dancing on. And I gotta say, dude, that is never gonna fucking happen there, ever.
No. If someone gets up on the bartender's gonna knock the bitch down.
The 75-year-old owner of the bar will never let that fly.
Yeah,
I'm
no.
Sorry.
You're not walking on my awesomely wood.
It's called Grizzly. It's called Grizzly Jack's, not Coyote Ugly.
You know, the downstairs is kind of shitty, too, for the other reason that there's just too many places for people to sit. And we probably had maybe one person standing
up.
Well,
the dance floor
set.
Is a lot smaller downstairs for sure.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
There's too many tables and chairs and stuff.
They almost had to end up doing a guy's dance contest because there was like two chicks in the whole fucking thing. And one of those chicks happened to be the Bojangles weird chick. You guys who listen to the show, you know who I'm talking about. You actually may have met her if you came down for the jamhole.com/250 party.
Ugh.
I know. She's so weird. She's so hateful. I'm like, I see him walk in. I'm like, oh, you guys came back, huh? I told you you'd like that rap music. And they totally just both, like, ignored
blew
the
you
fuck
off.
Out. It was so funny. And then walked, like, right into the bathroom.
I wonder if they came for that or if they came to drink or what.
It was a burn for sure, though.
I think they come to see Isaiah. I don't know.
Huh. I don't know, dude. It's just, I don't think being downstairs is going to be all that beneficiary, you know. Beneficial, whatever that word
Sean
is.
Sean was kind of saying he's kind of getting burned out on the whole gig. What's the matter, Sean? Was that not supposed to be put out there?
Turnouts are just kind of shitty, I guess.
What?
Set's getting stale. I don't know.
Do you just need to write more songs?
I think I need to.
How many songs do you have right now done?
Don't answer that. I'm your lawyer right
now. I'm going to plead the fifth.
You're walking into a trap. He's setting you
don't
up.
Answer
I've
that.
Seen it.
I've got
seen
a
it
lot
before.
In the works, though.
Do you?
Yeah.
Put a lot of kinetic. We have kinetic songs, and then we have potential songs.
Pretty
Sean
much.
Has a lot of potential songs. Like, they could be good if he would write them, you know? Maybe.
Well, I'm leaving spot for you guys to get on there.
Well, I appreciate that. So
long taking your time making your music, make sure it's good.
Did
what
you
want to be?
Did you see one? There's so I told you there was a bunch of like old guys that were there, like the old rich guys of Big Fork or whatever. They all go hang out there, and these like three girls come in, and like as soon as girls come in, like Isaiah's like, "Thank you, Lord, girls, yes." But he said it out loud, and it was kind of awkward. I was like, "Oh man." I hope they didn't hear that. Oh, thank God, girls! Oh, thank you, Lord! Thank you! You know, like, just giving thanks and hallelujahs to the highest because there's females. There's some vagina coming in. Yay! And so one of these old guys, like, goes over and puts himself in between these two girls, and he whips out this fat wad of $1 bills.
Oh my God.
And he's holding it there like he's, you know, like the man. And I'm looking at it, and it's the most awkward thing because he's in his like late 60s, you know, and like kind of half cocked. And these girls are like younger than me. And it's a funny picture, him with his arm around one of the girls with a wad of fucking ones in it. Like, and they're just like totally. Okay.
Yeah, these girls eventually left.
Yeah,
actually.
They actually did. All
did they start
them.
Dancing and getting ones from the old dude? Or what?
No, one of them asked him if he came to make it rain, and he inquired as to what making it rain meant, and she said never mind. But I think they sucked him dry for some drinks. I think
probably.
That was about it. And
that's
then,
all old dudes with money. That's all they're good for.
And then went drunk driving to the next bar.
The worst part was one of them said, oh, you guys are rappers? I love rap.
I know. She is from L.A. and she
then,
loves rap, apparently.
And
apparently,
left.
She doesn't love it enough to stay and watch it. But, you know, she does enjoy some Tupac here and there.
For sure.
So. And then, we stayed and we did some songs and at some point in the night, there were these other two girls that walked in. Oh. Are they friends of yours?
They are like dressed? Isaiah's like secret hooker ace up his sleeve.
Is that
like,
what that is? Because
yes,
they were
like,
dressed to succubus.
He's like, I need the two skankiest, nastiest.
I'll tell you something. They look good from like 50 feet away. I kept looking over and I was like, damn, they are so hot. That can't be real.
They're hot enough to be a total couple of cum dumpsters.
It's a trap, right?
Sure.
It's a total trap. There's sirens. Because the closer I walked over to them, and I walked by a couple times, and I, like, looked at their faces, and, like, the makeup was working overtime. Putting in work, not making time and a half, just the makeup was getting raped.
Was it
that
like
night.
Those two chicks that were there that one time? The one with the small skirt and stuff, totally
yes.
dressed like New York
was
hookers?
That, is that the same chick?
Same chick.
Okay, well, they both had these little tiny ass black shorts on, like really little, like butt cheeks, like almost hanging out and shit. And then just makeup like caked on to cover up all of the defeat and the worn
that
out.
That sucks, dude. I
it
feel
sucks.
Bad for any chick that has to wear that much makeup
I feel
to
bad.
Feel like she can walk out of her house.
I feel bad for any guy that gets suckered into that, you know? Because, you know, like, it looks good in the bar lighting.
And you touch it and it smears.
And the rest of the night is dark for the most part. But when you wake up in the morning and that makeup is smeared, the makeup went home, got a day off finally. That's a sad sight to behold. That man will cry. You will see a man cry.
That's, I don't know, dude. I don't know. I didn't like the way those chicks looked, and it was just creepy. I was ew.
They walked like they had been, what's the
so
term?
We'll check this out.
Around the block.
Check this out.
Which is good. Like, we're all about chicks that like to fuck, but.
The blue skirt girl. Okay, I won't say her name, but we'll just call her blue skirt girl.
Okay.
You guys know what I'm talking about.
Word.
Apparently, she is a rapper hopper. Like, she has fucked so many rappers that she met through Pill now.
Huh.
Like, there's a list, apparently.
Wait. How many rappers are there?
Well, I'm talking guys from Missoula, guys from Spokane. I mean,
So whenever Pill brings in rappers, he calls up his two ace holes in the card, and they go fuck them, right?
Well.
And then the rappers get herpes.
If they got drugs or game... And yeah, they herpes is
usually
a factor.
Is it one or the other, or do you need both?
One or the other, but both is definitely recommended.
If you have both, you don't need very much of either.
If you have one, you don't need much of the other.
That's
do I need to be going and like supervising so these hoes don't try to get up on my rapper?
Oh no, that's fine. I know better than
just
that.
Just a bobo. That's all.
I would have jerked off to them from 50 feet away, but like I said, as you get closer, you see cracks in the makeup, so to speak.
Ew.
And it's kind of...
Do I need to beat some bitches?
I would not want to see that happen.
Why not?
Because they're very...
Hit them and their face falls off.
I don't know.
They look very robust. They're very stoutly built.
Very fragile. No, not at all. They look like they could take a beating, for sure. They look like they have taken beating, for sure, but...
Probably from big black crack dealers.
I believe the term is rode hard and put away.
At least I don't have to...
depressed.
At least I don't have to worry about my skirt getting, like, ripped off or my makeup running.
And that you're not wearing panties under your skirt so
right.
you can win the dance contest and make $50.
God.
So was that the chick that sat on your lap that you tapped the ass?
Yep, that's the one that sat on my lap, and she started bitching about something.
I gotta say,
I wasn't listening.
They do know how to move, and they dress like, you know.
Yeah, like fucking strippers.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. It's the whole siren effect that, like, you see it moving, and you're like, she is so hot. And then, like, you get entranced in it, and you get closer, and you're like, oh, no, run away. And then by that time, it's too late, and they're, like, sucking the life out of you.
Maybe
and
this
your money.
Next Thursday, I'll just have to make an effort to dress like a stripper.
Would you do
and go
that?
Go out and show them up.
And just beat those bitches up?
Yeah, I could
and
do
then,
that.
And then come home with a complex when you don't win and talk to me about it.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, God.
Don't even go there, dude. Cause that's losing.
Oh,
nah.
So then you came. We both came here. How was the couch to sleep on?
Fucking horrible.
It's not very.
I wish I was wasted at that point.
So you would have went
the
home.
First time
Hold
you
on.
Passed out face down on this bitch and didn't move.
Charlie Clown says I'll go next Thursday if Danny gets in a fight.
You just might want to go then.
So are
no,
you?
I know a girl you could beat up. That you could definitely take, and she deserves an ass whooping.
I know
honestly.
A bunch of girls she could beat up. That's
and I'm,
not
well,
the point.
What I mean is, just she should beat this girl up because we've been looking for somebody to beat her
She's
up.
She's not allowed Why? To get in any fights until she gets health insurance. Because
she deserves to be beat up.
What did
Why?
This hoe do? What did this hoe?
I need a background story.
What did this hoe
do to
okay.
you? What did this hoe do to you?
She's scandalous. She
break your heart?
No, hell no.
So what happened?
Give me the background story.
There's too much to tell.
So tell us a little bit.
Okay, she's just one of those people who's like a crazy psychotic leech. And
but
like,
then when it comes
scandalous
to...
scandalous and two-faced and like, I don't know.
She cheat on you?
No. So, no, we did not have relations, this lady and I.
Oh, then what's the problem?
What did she do to wrong you?
She then, wronged everybody. And, like, she stole from every one of us. She tries to fuck up everybody's relationships and shit. She starts drama. She tries to pass herself off as a friend, even though nobody fucking wants her.
Nice. That, you know what that's called?
What?
A frenemy.
A frenemy?
Right.
Nice.
Charlie Clown says, sounds like my ex and my other ex and all my Flathead Valley exes. Mine too, Charlie. Mine too. Absolutely. Yeah, I didn't understand it because Sean was like, you know, I'll ride out there with you and then I can stay at your house and then you can take me to court in the morning. And I'm like, why don't you just walk to court from your house? Because he ended up having me just drop him off at his house in the morning anyway. So it was like pointless that you stay here. I mean, other than I guess it saved me a trip to your house last night. Yeah. But
well, that was kind of the thought behind
it. I would have done that if you were like, take me home and I'll walk to court. So did you go to court all hungover and shit?
No, I didn't really drink that much last night.
So how was... do you remember last night before I went to bed? I gave you a hug. I gave you a kiss goodnight. And what did I tell you? No looking at porn because you'll get viruses on my computer and don't smoke all my weed.
That's right. I got up either of those things.
Well, I went through the history on Firefox.
Oh, really?
The web browser you were using. And would you like to hear a couple of websites that our friend Sean went to?
Sure, let's hear them.
You didn't know I was going to do this, did you? You would have wiped the history.
I don't know what you're talking about, so...
Whorehousexxx.org.
Oh, that's a good one.
I don't even know what the fuck that is. Bestialityform.net. What are you looking at bestiality, Sean?
I have a thing for...
things?
I have a thing for... I don't know.
Okay, well, don't ever look at porn on my computer again. Okay? You smoked all my weed, too.
Frank says it might have been Kitty.
It might have been the kitty.
It might have been the cat.
Barely legal 17.5.org.
Jesus Christ.
That's great, Sean. Thank you for red flagging our
Wait,
IP.
You forgot grannies that like it big.
I was going to save you the embarrassment.
.com.
You know what I heard?
What?
What?
I heard that our friend Sean here is very well endowed. You know who I heard that from?
I don't want to know.
I do.
It'll be our little secret. It's fine.
Who is it?
So how was court?
I want to know.
You walked
Why
to court.
Why do you want to know how big
no,
my dick
I
is?
I
want to
know it was like, oh was, my God, he's amazing.
No. Whoa. I didn't say amazing. I said he was well endowed.
Okay, well, who and saw you know his who, penis?
It was some midget. Okay, moving on. How was court today? Did you do what I told you to do and just, yes, sir, no, sir, I fully apologize, sir, will never happen again, sir? Did you do that, or did you roll in all like, fuck you, motherfucker, I'm Lyrical, nigga, you know who I am, motherfucker, you know what, check my MySpace, motherfucker, I got 10,000 plays.
You mean kind of like I did that one time?
Yeah. Kind of like you did.
No,
I was
not really.
Oh my
like
God,
that.
I have never been so like, just... Oh,
this is
geez.
Not my girlfriend.
I do not know her. The judge is like trying to help her, and she's basically like, fuck you, I don't want to do that. Okay, well then you're gonna do this. Why was he so mean to me? I have no idea, Dana. I have no clue. Because you're a bitch.
I have a problem with authority.
Yes. So you rolled in, and was it like a group setting? Like everyone sitting there waiting for their name to come up, so you get to watch everyone else's problems?
Pretty much. But I showed up early, so...
So, was there any interesting other problems besides your own?
Not really, just traffic stuff.
Oh, a bunch of that shit?
Yeah.
I have seen a lot of cops out lately, like, just pulling people over and shit, just, like,
I've
trying
to get...
I've seen
a bunch of undercovers riding around lately.
It's just all these cops just trying to get paid. That's all.
Amham says, I have an extremely average-sized cock. I just wanted to...
Fact.
And then he says, extremely average.
Fact.
Just wanted to go ahead and say that, get that out there.
That's pretty
so
awesome.
So who's telling you about Sean's dick?
Some midget. Don't worry about it.
That's weird that someone would come to you and confide
like,
in you that, hey, your friend, huge penis.
I know. You know that guy you rap with that totally sucked tonight? He's got a huge dick. I'm like, well, that doesn't make it.
Oh, it was one of those whores,
dude. It doesn't make it any better.
Who said that?
No, it was that little boy-looking girl that you hung out with.
Boy-looking girl?
No, actually, it wasn't. I'm not going to tell you who it was because they told me not to tell.
Okay, well.
So bring it up, right?
Well,
that's neat.
It's what I call a teaser.
Well, it's good to see that, you know, my fans have a positive opinion of me.
Frankie says, I might have just been a little boy. You don't know. Might have. If you would have seen this chick, you might think that.
Worse than me?
She's nice, though. Yo.
Wow.
That chick we gave a ride to the other day? That was like...
Not a clue.
The little boy girl.
Oh. Okay.
The little boy girl.
Yeah. She wasn't there.
She was nice. No, she wasn't there. I was kidding.
Oh.
But no, who was it? It was, I think you were there when the girl said that.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I hear it all the time.
Maybe it was a text.
Yeah, be more specific.
Maybe it was a text message I read on your phone. I don't know.
What a dick.
I know, this guy.
Too. No, fuck. You.
Oh, me?
Yeah, shit. Reading his messages.
Hey, thanks for spreading the word about my slightly above normal size cock. I appreciate that. You asshole.
So sad that it's going to such waste.
I definitely don't want people to know that.
I'm surprised it hasn't fallen off yet, honestly.
Shit. Yeah, dude.
I mean, yours and mine both, but more so yours.
Sean's getting around.
I keep it wrapped up at all times.
Oh, yeah, he was telling me about that. I don't see how that can be any kind of fun.
Oh, you want a number?
I don't do that.
Here's a number. 5. Yeah, I banged 5 chicks.
Jesus Christ.
This week.
This hour.
Right before I came here, actually.
Oh, I don't think that's what they were talking about.
I think they want to know how big your junk is.
Anyway, so
solid
how was
4 7/8.
How was that?
Hard.
Wait, metric.
Metric?
Right, we broadcast worldwide.
Oh, I don't know the conversion.
17 centimeters? I don't know. So, what'd the judge say? Are you cool? Like, what'd you do?
It was the judge. The judge was like, he has a huge
penis. He looked at me
and
said, yeah.
Yeah, I judge you to have a large cock. Thank
you. How did you know? He looked at me and said, you know what?
That's the only way he granted you the extra time.
But from the looks of it, hardly gets used, and that's sad. It's just sad.
I've been saving it these days for, you know.
Saving it for the one I love.
The good ones.
The good
ones. For the good ones.
Okay.
Ones that really deserve a good dicking, you know.
Charlie Clown says, the camera adds 10 pounds. And fuck it. So what happened? You went in there for this thing, and did you get guilty, innocent? What was it?
Well, I just went in there and said, I'm not ready to enter a plea at this time, Your Honor.
You went all that way to just say, I don't know?
Well, yeah, you got to play by their rules, you know? You can't just show up.
What were your options? Oh, you couldn't just send a note like,
no.
I don't know yet, give me another week?
It's fucking court, not grade school.
Oh, right. That's weird.
And he said, okay.
And he said, okay, come back. We'll do this again next
week. Come back. See you in a week, buddy.
Well, that was a waste of some tax money, right?
Well,
that's good.
A.
So what are you going to do next week? Go in and be like, yeah, I'm still not sure yet.
Yeah, I still, you know, I'm leaning towards not guilty, but I haven't decided yet, you know. So.
I'm leaning towards not guilty, but I feel a little guilty about not guilty, you know, so I'm going to just say no contest.
It's up in the air, so I'm going to have to ask for a continuance.
What are the repercussions if you plead no contest?
Probably like a day in jail.
They're going to put you in jail for 1 day.
Yeah.
And that will make you learn your lesson.
Well, and a hefty fine.
Oh, right, right.
And another suspension of my license.
Hit you where it hurts.
Like year.
That's going to be fun for me to be driving you around.
Yeah, I don't need that shit. I'm fighting this DUI and these tickets tooth and nail.
So,
DUI was not my fault. And the fucking speeding ticket, you know, I was driving 2 drunk people home, and I was perfectly in legal condition to drive, according to my rights.
That is admirable. That is. Were they drunk because you put pills in their drinks?
I was trying to fuck them, okay?
You wanna...
I needed to get them to my house. Sorry.
It's okay. Child.
Did you succeed?
Well...
Did you have a threesome that night?
You know, a gentleman doesn't kiss and tell, so...
Yeah, well... You're a lyric, Al, so what happened?
Well, no. Little cow wouldn't do that. So you That's guys good. Just have to use your imagination.
Sandy says, can we call it a mulligan? That's how I would have plead. Just roll in there and be like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and take a mulligan, a mully.
Yeah,
that, that's
please.
Cool, right?
Is that cool? Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, I'll just send you a Facebook message when I'm ready to enter my plea. I'll just enter it via Facebook. That's cool, right? That's all you guys do, right? Is that
It'd be
okay?
great to have court online in just like a big chat room.
Like a Ustream court?
Yeah.
We could totally do that. We should do that.
The judge is in the cam and you're just typing.
Order! Order in the court!
That would be great.
Oh, I would start sentencing
fools to
death.
Can we please do
death.
A medieval court, too?
Do a what?
A medieval court.
Oh, absolutely. We'll have court after we have court. It'll be great. We'll eat food and we'll fuck winches.
Winches?
Winches.
And gourd
winches.
Our bellies on
That's right.
goat meat.
When you get stuck.
Gourd our bellies on goat meat.
Only a winch can pull you out. I don't like goat meat.
Neither do I.
I like winches, though.
We'll have a shank of beast.
Shank of beast.
So, what does your lawyer recommend? You have a lawyer. We
I
all
met him
as FOS as FOS Entertainment. I assume we have a lawyer. Yes,
I kind of am FOS's lawyer.
Oh, that doesn't make me feel good.
Well,
I mean, how do you expect us to go to a bar, get wasted, and then leave the bar? Like we have to sleep at the bar then until we're sober, right? That's a horrible system. You have to drive 10 miles to get wasted and then hang out there for 4 hours until you're sober again and then go home.
Or go to an after party and try and sober up when in reality you're just going to drink more when you get there.
Yeah. How did that even sound like a good idea? That's so amazing to me.
I was drunk.
Let's do that. They were all drunk. I made some whiskey. Let's do it.
It's like, hey, I'm drunk and the bar's closing, so we should drive somewhere so I can sober up.
Charlie Clown says, play at the Raven and hotel is $50 across the street.
Fucking A.
Yay!
Well, when we start getting paid to do this, maybe we'll do that.
I'm going to tell that to the girl that wins the $50. Tell them I need a place to crash tonight.
So when you were in court, did any piss or shit come flooding through the courtrooms or anything like that?
What?
Not to my knowledge.
Well, let me tell you about a court that did happen in San Francisco.
Ooh.
2 inches of raw sewage flooded 5 courtrooms in the San Francisco Hall of Justice. Our plus 5 Hall of Justice. I imagine like those old Halls commercials, like, these are the halls of relief. Do you remember those?
Barely.
That guy used to creep me the fuck out. It was all weird in the halls. Things were all like smoking.
Remember the giant nose commercials?
Yeah, dude. Holy shit. With the big old nose spray bottle. And they just like, boom. It was because it's that annoying sound. Like when you're sitting here on the computer working and your girlfriend is sitting next to you going,
sorry, it's damaged from doing a lot of cocaine.
Like every 10 seconds. And she doesn't notice it. But then when I start doing it, every time she does it, she's like, stop that! Like, I will. But you stop that
I'm
first.
I'm sorry, dude. It's
okay.
It's constantly like that because of so many years of abuse with cocaine.
You're so cool.
No.
It's so hot for you right now.
I know. God, talk about ruining your life some more, please.
It's actually not running right now, and I'm not sniffling.
I know, and I appreciate that.
It's good.
You took a walk through the halls of relief.
I did.
Oh, man. But yeah, all these courtrooms flooded because apparently jail inmates flushed a bed sheet and 2 jumpsuits down the toilet.
Wow.
And it flooded to 5 courtrooms with as much as 2 inches of raw sewage.
Why did they flush them?
I don't know. Because they're awesome.
Fucking high five to them, dude.
I know, dude. That's so awesome. It's
good
like,
job.
This is what you get for making me live in jail now. Let's see. They said that it was the courtroom where most felony defendants are arraigned, and it was the second and third floors of the building got flooded. She said the mess was detected at 7 p.m. Workers mopped up the sewage by midnight, but when court staffers came to work the next morning, the flooding had returned.
Nice.
You think the inmates, like, figured it out that, like, check this out. every time we flush two jumpsuits in a sheet, it floods five courtrooms.
That's awesome.
And an angel gets its wings. It's beautiful.
That's great. That's so great.
The building manager for the city said that when a plumber snaked out the jammed sewer line, he came up with the sheet and two orange jail jumpsuits. Inmates, quote, flush it repeatedly until it just sucks it down, he said. That doesn't work. Like, I've had poo that I've flushed repeatedly, and it just sits there. Sometimes it even overflows. And that is not fun.
That's not cool,
Let me tell you about poop overflowing.
I don't want to hear about not your fun. Poop overflowing.
One of the court officials said judges in the flood courtrooms were doubling up in other occupied courts and hearing cases during scheduled breaks. Could you imagine if that would have broke out while you were in court here? That
trying
been
to, like, plea and
that
shit?
That would have been
sweet. I would have been like, so you're going to pay me for this, right? Because I am freaked out now. I'm going to have to go see my therapist again. I'm a fecal-philiac.
It's like, I just got...
Or wait, what's the one that doesn't like poo? That was the one that likes poo. I'm the one that doesn't like poo.
Fecal-phobic?
Fecal-phobic.
Oh, God.
Right. Like, I'm a fecal-philiac. This is awesome. I'm going to stay in court. Can I plead just, I'll stay here? Can I work here? Are you hiring?
God.
That'll
that's
be great.
Disgusting.
He said the five courtrooms will be closed at least till Monday so workers can conduct biohazard tests on carpets. Quote, if we have to replace the carpets, that's what we're going to have to do, he said.
Well, no shit.
Well, if there is, they'll have to replace them. But hey, that's what we got to do. That's what we got to do to keep justice going.
Hurst just said let them walk around and shit. It's cool.
No shit. Hurst said the bedsheet and
jumps. No. There's shit.
Yes, shit.
Right.
Pro shit.
Pro
right.
shit.
Bro shit. Hurst said the bedsheet and jumpsuits apparently were flush in an area shared by several prisoners in the 7th floor jail. They're never going to find out who did that.
Fuck no.
Check this out. Quote, it hasn't happened in many years, he said. The last major problem occurred in the mid-90s and prompted the city to purchase grinders known as muffin monsters that are installed on sewage pipes.
Oh my God, dude.
Here comes the muffin man, the muffin man. You have muffin monsters in your sewage pipes?
Yes.
Maybe they're the ones that clogged it. What do you pay these muffin monsters?
Shit.
Where do you get...
They love shit, dude. That's why they're muffin monsters.
Oh, okay, I get it. The city plans to expedite the installation.
No, a nice brand muffin really helps you shit.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. I just thought I'd let you guys know
a
that.
A nice brand muffin. Oh, yeah, you're like a health nut now, huh?
A little bit.
So have you given up running like I have?
No, I'm running up and down.
Oh, you're actually in now. You're in shape, right.
Getting
right.
there.
I remember. Yeah, the city plans to expedite the installation of four more of the devices at a cost of $100,000 apiece. That seems a lot for a muffin monster. I bet I could find one on eBay for half that, I bet.
Or just pay a midget.
We should start selling muffin monsters. Jamhole brand muffin monsters. That'd be awesome, dude. In light of the incident, one of them will be placed on the line that was clogged, he said. Well, that would be a good fucking place to put it, right? We're going to put it on the one that already has one, so that one will work twice as good. And, yeah, we should be back in business. And if we have to rip up the carpet, then, hey, that's what we have to do.
Well, you got
soaked
oh,
excuse my
poop
face.
Everywhere.
Then we're going to have to do what we have to do. I don't know. Inmate cost plumbing problems are not unique to the San Francisco jail. Back in 07, a waste management agency billed San Mateo County $700,000 for damage to a pumping station caused by jail uniforms, sheets, and other items being flushed down jail toilets at the Redwood City Jail. Now, why aren't inmates just naked all the time? Like, fuck, why are they allowed to wear clothes? You think you would just, like...
Is that some kind of sick fantasy of yours?
Maybe. Chick jails? No, not at all.
Nice save.
No, I'm just saying... thanks. I'm just saying, if they're in jail, like, what's the point? If it's causing a problem, then just say, now you're all naked. That'll teach you to flush your fucking clothes down the toilet, right? And they learn their lesson.
They'll get cold.
It's jail.
And
deal with
butt
it.
Rape.
They can huddle together. We'll be fine.
Like, they're not going to butt rape with clothes on. God, taking this last button down is
so
just...
so much easier now.
Hey, your butthole has been saved. You're lucky these are button flies.
Yeah, that's going to make for more butt raping.
You I think if so. They're all just walking around with schlongs hanging out?
Oh, yeah, they just run up and bloop, done.
Well, shit, they might just all just start fagging out at that point. It might not be rape anymore.
Whoa.
Might be like, well, we're
whoa.
In here, so...
Inappropriate.
What up, Bob?
Well, speaking of fagging out, hey, B98.
Hey.
Do you remember that? You remember them?
Yeah.
B98.
Okay, I got to say something to B98. Playing shitty music like that How Bizarre song comes to mind. I heard them playing that. Sugar Ray, anything by Sugar Ray. Playing shitty 90s music in a car lot does not make me want to buy a car. So, I just want to say
sure?
that. Because they're all standing...
Did you not listen hard enough?
Maybe, but no, they're all standing out there, like, by this black van with all the B98 stuff on it, right? And then this trailer with speakers just pumping out their horrible fucking radio music. And I'm like, I don't even listen to that when I'm in my car. I don't listen to it when I'm in other people's places. Why do I want to listen to it here? So you have annoying, shitty B98 music... And then you have car salesmen on top of that, right?
Right.
Coming out. It was just it was a sad scene. And really, the only thing it made me want to buy was some earplugs. But that's besides
and
the
maybe
point.
A rifle.
And a rifle, right. But you're like, does that work, really? Hey, we're coming to you live from Shitty Joe's Shitty Cars. We're going to sell 5,000 cars today and... Just to help motivate y'all, we're going to play horrible, shitty music until you sell 5 cars or whatever. You know, it's horrible. It's a horrible thing to do.
I'm sorry.
Someone should put a stop to that. That's all I'm saying.
I'm sorry. What is that song? Come, my lady. Come, my lady. You're my butterfly.
Oh, God. Baby. Please. Could we? I hate that song.
Or someday.
They play them all. I saw a church sign today.
Turn around and wonder why you were always there for me.
Wonderful.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Better than you sang last night. I'll give her that.
Oh. I think you get a bell ring for
burn.
That.
Burn!
Sick burn, yeah. Dude. Sick burn. But yeah, I saw a church sign today. This one, I want to preface this by saying... Usually most of the church signs we talk about are complete bullshit and we're just like, haha, they're dumb, right? This one has a lot of truth to it, okay? This one actually made me just be like, that's true.
All right, lay it on me then.
Wow.
Arna, are you ready for this?
No.
Church sign says, youth group yard sale, May 21st, 5 p.m., May 22nd. 5 p.m. That's right. I want you to just think about that for a second. Do you
now?
That,
did they actually have the yard sale, or was it some fake ordeal?
Well, is that today? Probably. They better have. Yes, they did.
Because their religion's pretty fake.
No,
you
this
figure
was
that
true.
They could fake you out with some yard sale.
Charlie Clown says, "I seen Crazy Town live at Ozfest." Oh man!
Yay! That's the only good song they ever put out was that Butterfly song.
That was not a good song.
That
you
was
are,
the only
you're mistaken.
Song they've ever come out with.
You're mistaken. That was the only song they ever did.
That I know of.
Those guys and Sean, they just write one songs, and that's it.
One Fuck songs?
You. One songs.
One songs.
Anyway. You know, today was Pac-Man's 30th birthday. Me and Pac-Man.
Really?
Happy birthday, Pac-Man.
We're almost 30. He is 30. He beat me there. We were both born in 1980, though. And in celebration for that, Google had a little Pac-Man game you could play. It was all JavaScript. It was a little game for their logo, but you could actually play it. It was pretty cool.
Today?
Yeah, go. If you go to google.com, like just the original Google, it's Pac-Man.
I need to do that right now.
Yeah, don't, because it has sound and shit.
Damn it!
Like, it's the full game. Like, I played it, and I beat a few levels, and, like, after you beat the second level, it does a little Pac-Man skit where you're running away, and then you come and chase. I don't know. It's the game, pretty much.
I'm going to need to play that as soon as the show is over.
It's kind of cool. So, happy birthday, Pac-Man. Oh, fuck.
You're almost 30, you old fuck. It's
me and Pac-Man, I'm telling you.
I thought you were turning 29 this year.
I thought you were only 21, so we both got what we weren't bargained for, okay?
Wow.
And I'm not happy about that much either.
Well, go find a 21-year-old.
Maybe I already did.
Do it.
I've done it. It's
done. Can you get her to podcast for you?
I can do it again.
Can you get her to talk for you? Can you get her to fall in love with Stargate Atlantis?
No, that's what I have you for.
Yeah,
wait,
exactly.
What? Get her to do what?
Nothing.
All she does is suck cock, and that's getting a little old, honestly. I mean, isn't there more to being with somebody than just sucking cock? I can't even say that with a straight face.
Wow, dude.
I'm not even stoned in that. I just couldn't do it. All right, well, moving on. For all of you lucky live listeners, got a link in the chat. I want you to look at this gentleman here. He is a Society Hill pimp. His name is Alan E. Brown, also known as Prince. Not the artist formerly known as, but just Prince, okay? He was in court. He got sentenced to 18 years in prison. He was shocked. Well, we'll get to that. I just need you all to look at this man.
I heard Society Pimp. That makes me think
Society
really...
Hill Pimp. He was a pimping in Society Hill. Okay. 18 years. The judge says this will take you to your 60th birthday until you see the light of day. Brown, the pimp, Prince, also known as, who's 48, who authorities say he was operating the ring out of a home on Lyon Avenue in the upscale development on the Hackensack River, was sentenced to 10 years for racketeering and 8 years for extortion. When Brown first walked into the courtroom, he said to his lawyer, Adam Reisman, quote, "I'm tired of your bullshit. Nigga, I'm tired of your bullshit."
Okay. Shit.
His hair was styled exquisitely. Hold on. Is that exquisitely?
Nah.
Amham says, "I used to wear my hair like that." Oh, man.
I hope you did that.
It's so beautiful. It's exquisite.
It's a Jerry Curl comb over, yo.
It's exquisite. Well, you're 48-year-old pimp, man. What the fuck?
It does
With
not
last
look cool.
name Brown. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Is this Labrina Sucker. Brown's, like, yeah. brother or
yeah,
father or cousin?
Yeah,
or
it
some
is.
Some of that nature?
Can you imagine a dude looking like that just rolling up to you and being all like, "I'm tired of your bullshit."
Like, where's my Labrina Brown?
His hair.
Where's she at? Where's my nigga at? I gotta go get her to pimp some of these bitches.
I got so many bitches. His hair styled exquisitely with wavy strands curled on his forehead and a long, thin ponytail hanging over his shoulders. Oh, man.
It's a Jerry Curl comb over mullet.
He uses that to pimp slap his bitches. You just like, whoosh. Ah! Sorry, Prince.
A Jerry Curl comb over
mullet. I'm sorry,
mullet.
A pimp
that is ridiculous.
Formerly known as Prince, a.k.a. Alan Brown. Oh, man. Yeah, he did some pretty messed up junk. Even before he was sentenced, Brown told the judge he didn't understand how much time he faced. His attorney told the judge Brown refused to go over the sentencing materials with him. He's like, "Shit, get that shit out of here, man. I got other shit to do. Bring me a cell phone.
I gotta call my hoes.
I gotta make a call to the stable. Make sure all my hoes is there. Getting me my bail money."
Amham says, "What can Brown do for you?"
He can sit in jail for the next 18
Fuck
years.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, man, that's so horrible, dude. Your hair is just not exquisite at all.
At all.
Exquisitely is not the word I would have used to describe that. What do you think about pimping, Sean? Are you all for pimping? I know it ain't easy. I've heard that. Pimping is not easy. Callahan said he was concerned because in Brown's written statement, Brown seemed to back away from some of the admissions he made when he pleaded guilty in early April. He's like, "Wait, nigga, you didn't tell me I was going to jail. I take back all that shit
fuck
I said.
That.
I was lying. Nah, fuck that. I was joking. Ha ha ha, jokes." They would take that seriously after they looked at his hair. Like, yeah, he's definitely joking. That's for sure.
He does look like a fucking clown.
He does look like a clown. Absolutely. Absolutely, Sean! Yes!
I'm looking at some of these other pictures of him down here in the
I know!
Show.
It's amazing, dude. Do you ever think about giving up your rap career and go into pimping?
Nah.
No? 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
No.
That's right. Yeah, he... he's taking back what he said. He's Indian giving, so to speak. At the plea hearing, Brown, who admitted he ran a human trafficking and prostitution ring, was told he faced from 12 to 20 years in prison. Authorities say, here's the good part, he enslaved women and girls, some as young as 17, and forced them to turn tricks out on the streets. Now, we've talked about the streets before, and as you all know, this is a cold place on the streets.
Yeah, but bitches can make some money, too.
Bitches can definitely make some
as
money.
As long as they don't got a pimp.
Not a pimp like that. They need a pimp named Slickback is what they need.
Like a Tribe Called Quest. Shit. Say the whole thing.
Say the whole thing. I love that guy.
Oh, God.
But, yeah, he actually, if his bitches, if they wouldn't go out hoeing, he handcuffed a trick to the bed and forced her to take coke or to take heroin until she became addicted. Now that's a pimp.
That's some fucked up shit.
That's some pimping. That's straight out of the book of Pimpology 101.
That's the game right there.
That's the game right there. You get these bitches needing you. You need my hair on.
My hair on?
I need your pussy to be out there getting filled.
Ew.
That's rough though, dude. Like handcuffed and be, I mean, that it'd be great for like 3 days until he's like, all right, bitch, free ride's over. Get out and bitch. You know?
That's fucked up.
I'm having a blast here, man. I'm like getting shot up with dope. I'm just kind of chilling here because I'm handcuffed.
God,
I don't know. That's
just keep being
up.
Reluctant and stuff, and maybe he'll just keep bringing it.
Kind of reminds me of back when we were on planet M256 Alpha, and we had all the boys there up on the enzyme.
Yeah.
You remember when they were coming off the enzyme? They
were some more enzyme.
They were fucking hard,
dude.
Up.
Rodney got on some enzyme.
Yeah, he took a lot of that enzyme. I thought we almost lost Rodney for a minute. That would put the whole mission in trouble.
We can't lose Rodney.
No, not until, you know,
the
fifth season. Yeah. But, yeah, Brown's mother, Takora Brown, and his sister, Veronica Brown, attended the sentencing. Takora pleaded guilty to promoting prostitution. You had your mama pimping hoes. It's a family business, bitch. You don't understand.
Got passed down. He had no choice. He got thrown into it.
My great-great-granddaddy was a pimp, and his great-granddaddy before him. We were pimping hoes to Jefferson, motherfucker.
Jesus Christ.
That hair is just awesome. I'm, like, watching all these pictures. That's just amazing. She said after sensing that was all lies. He's lying. She said her brother was trying to help the women who were already drug-addicted prostitutes. These bitches was hoes before they even came here. We were just trying to help them. That's why we had to handcuff them there.
Right, because the dude like that is out to help people, right?
We were actually weaning them off the heroin. We just had to have them handcuffed to the bed so they didn't run out and try and go turn tricks again. We're like,
right.
No, bitch! Stop trying to suck dick all the time! That's no, bitch! Whoopsh. No! That's a bad hoe.
Oh,
all right. But hey, times is tough in the bricks, man. You got some pimp hoes. You got some pimp hoes. You do what you got to do to get yours. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
What do you do to get yours, Sean? How exactly are you getting yours right now?
Check it out, my schniggies.
Oh, please.
What I do is I rap, and I hit them with so much pure
you
sexual hot energy force out of my freaking demeanor that they melt. Then I get them addicted to drugs, beat them, you know, spank them with shit.
That does help, I've found.
And you give them a little money, but you also got to, like, romance them, take them out on a date. Make
you gotta
them feel like they're special.
You got to keep them broke, too.
So they don't forget who they're
I don't let none of my hoes get jobs. Because
they
get a job, and then they're all empowered and shit, and then you got to smack them down. It's just a whole problem. I just assume not even let them get a job.
Shit, they make more motherfucking money on the street anyway.
That's right. You got all these bitches all complaining and shit like, men make more money than women do. The fuck we do? We can't go outside and make a couple $100 just
dude,
for sucking a dick.
Prostitution's the longest standing career
Sean
in history.
Sean could, but
oh, fuck you.
You know. That's a gold mine. Women, you are walking around with literal gold mines down there. I just need you to know that. Cool. You can either A, empower yourself and go out and make your money, aka your gold, or you can B, get strapped down to some dude who's just going to take it from you in the long run anyway.
You know what? I say, if a woman wants to go around
and sell that ass.
And sell that ass.
Sell that ass.
Who cares?
I don't.
If that's what she wants to do for a living,
I encourage it. And hey, let's say if that woman in her day-to-day travels of selling that ass needs a little protection, then hey, I'm more than willing to help her out. You know? That's all.
For a fee.
A
small fee.
A small fee, but insignificant in comparison to the services that I am providing.
You're not allowed to be a pimp.
I'm already a pimp, bitch.
No, you're
not. Look at my pimp resume. It ain't easy at all. If anyone tells you pimping is easy, he's wrong. He ain't never pimped a bitch before. So, anyway.
That is just no.
That hair is just awesome. Elegant. What was the word they used? Exquisite. His hair, which was styled exquisitely. Oh, Lord.
I want the number of his hairdresser now, please.
That is so amazing. All right, moving on. An abusive Australian husband. We're talking about Australia. You ever been to Australia, Mike?
No.
Me neither.
My ex-manager lives in Australia.
Right. So, yeah. I sent her as a guy.
God, you're a retard.
No, an abusive Australian husband wrote down the names of his four children. Okay?
Okay.
We're gonna pick names out of a hat here. What do you think the prize is?
Don't know.
Death. The prize is death. He wrote the names down of his four children and then demanded his wife pick which one he would kill.
Bum, cool.
Bum, that's new, right? That's different. It's usually
a nice little spin.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm like, that's clever.
I'm sure the movie will be coming out soon.
Yeah, right. But yeah, we read a ton of stories about, you know, people getting rid of their kids in unsightly manners. This is new. I like this. Lawyers for accused murderer Suzanne Falls told Brisbane Supreme Court yesterday the mother from Caloundra had been subjected to more than 20 years of violence from her husband, Mr. Rodney Falls. She's 42. That's a lot of angst and struggle and stress to put on a 42-year-old. The older you get, the more fragile you get. And one day, you just shatter into 1,000 tiny pieces. Mm. And then you write memoirs.
And murder your children.
And murder your children. You pick from a hat which one you're going to sacrifice to the wraith. That's exactly right. She's pleaded not guilty to murdering her husband by lacing his dinner with crushed sleeping pills, then firing two bullets into his head as he dozed in his favorite recliner at their home back in May 25th of 06. That is so awesome.
God.
He made her pick, and she said, no, I will not pick. I will poison you, and then to make sure, I will put two in that ass. And she
did. Well, if her husband was kind of psychotic.
For 20 years, absolutely.
Yeah, let's just go ahead and kill him. Did they arrest her or anything?
Yes. The shooting took place in front of the couple's teenage daughters, while another daughter was also in the home, and the Falls' three-year-old son slept nearby. In the opening defense case yesterday, she did not deny she killed her husband, but claimed she did so because she said, quote, she just wanted to end the violence and the fear me and me girls were feeling. Wow.
She can get it off really of that murder charge if she desperately feared for her life and the lives of her children. She can get off.
Yeah, for sure. But it really is a different place over there when they're like, they talk really weird. They talk like cavemen.
It's that different because of the way they talk.
Well, no. Just wanted to end the violence and the fear me and me girls were feeling. Like, really? Me end violence. Mm. It seems, I don't know, uncivilized. Is that? Maybe they're civilized and we are not. With our fancy contractions and our subjective predicates and our direct objects. We are not.
You are not.
You are.
I am.
A pain in the ass. What has happened to her to make her think the only way out is to drug her husband and shoot him in the head, he asked. She firmly believed sooner or later she was going to be killed by him. Which, yeah, we've seen that, right?
Uh-huh.
It goes too far, and then one day the guy just snaps and kills her. Or the other way around, the chick just cuts the dude's dick off.
Shit happens.
Shit does happen. Shit can happen, absolutely. Mr. Hunter said days before Mr. Falls' death, his client's parents had been planning to visit, which had angered Mr. Falls, and apparently you wouldn't like him when he's angry. He made threats to kill one of the couple's children. Quote, he actually wrote their names down on a piece of paper and forced her to pick one, he said. Mr. Hunter said the jury would hear evidence that Mrs. Falls had police serve a domestic violence order against her and her or against her husband, and the police officer involved in that matter warned Mrs. Falls that her husband, quote, would eventually kill her. So the cop even was like, yeah, you're probably going to die. So good. Good. Wonderful.
Have fun
Sounds
with that.
Like it worked out.
Are you guys okay with that? Do you think she should go to jail?
Hell no.
Hell no.
Give her a fucking medal.
Medal of Honor. Actually, I'd give her a Medal of Honor, too. It's better graphics. Dana?
Oh, yeah. Much better.
Nah, get her
jail time?
Get her
no?
Modern
no.
Warfare, if anything.
No jail time.
Some Modern Warfare. Yeah. That was kind of Modern Warfare.
Give her a class to teach other women about how to deal with life.
This is how you stand up for yourself. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Would you ever push a woman to those limits, Sean?
Absolutely not.
Very good.
Well, I mean, does he want to get murdered?
Very good.
No.
Well, it depends, though. If you find, you know, certain kinds of chicks will just take that shit, you know?
Well, sometimes it's a little fun in the bedroom if everybody involved.
Real docile.
On the same, you know, page, but, you know.
Right, but that includes a safe word and or, you know.
Yeah, you know.
Dildos in the ass.
No extreme stuff.
Right,
you know?
Right.
No closed fists.
We're
know?
Not like role playing, like, okay, I'm going to put the names of our four sleeping children in a hat. You pick one out, and then we'll both go kill them together. Then we'll have sex in their blood. Ready? Break.
Let's do it.
Go, go, go. All right, well, moving on. This is kind of a fucked up gross story from Florida, just for you here.
Woo!
A man was arrested in Brevard County, and what sheriff's deputy said is the worst case of elderly abuse they've ever seen.
Oh my God.
The
not
worst
in Florida.
Case.
Let's hear it.
Not in Florida.
I've only ever heard them say that like every time an elder is abused.
Did they rape like a 100-year-old lady?
No. Actually, there were insects inside her mouth. The bedding she was laying on was swarming with thousands of gnats, the report stated. She had sores all over her. She was unresponsive. She was discovered in a deplorable condition. In an exquisitely deplorable condition. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Take care of them or put them in homes, okay? I know you want their checks that they're getting every month, and that's really helpful in these oh-so-tough economic times. Hell, you probably don't even need a job if you're getting one of their checks. But bugs, really? That's fucking gross. And you gotta live with that. I mean, because obviously you're living with her in her house waiting for her to die so you can get her house, right?
Duh.
Duh. I mean, that's
why
how,
else would
that's
you
how
be
this
there?
Works, right? Would you deal with that, Sean? Oh, I'm sorry. Were you
no.
doing something? Was I interrupting you?
No.
I'm sorry.
Am I on?
Yes.
Oh.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Word.
I'm not for that. Official vote. Not for it.
Good to know. You are a man of integrity. Would you bone down on two chicks at the same time?
Bone down?
Bone down to Funky Town.
Two
chicks.
I guess if the situation was right.
If one of them was 85 years old.
Depends. What's the other one?
Let's say just turned 18.
See, that's kind of tough. Cause that's kind of like getting with like a hot like 48-year-old or something.
Is that how that... You just smush them together?
Something like that.
Nice. Nice, Sean.
I'm going to have to say no.
Okay. The report also said there were dead cockroaches on her pillow. Her hair was filthy with rotting food stuck to the strands. Her eyes were coated with a yellow and green discharge, and she was wearing a dirty diaper and soiled clothing, and the odor emitting from the victim was fucking disgusting, according to the report. The report indicates that that she would only respond by moaning and crying. Well, that's a quality of life we strive to maintain,
man,
here at our home.
Well, at that point,
Do you think maybe before that point, though?
Put her down.
Yeah, well, obviously, but...
That's kind of really, really sad, actually, when you think about it.
It is. That's fucked up, dude.
Horrible.
Was this in an old folks' home, or just if she had a caregiver
probably
or something
some retarded
at her house?
Backwards
it was at her house.
Florida rednecks, you know, fucking...
That sucks, man.
It was the dude, he was living with his 82-year-old mother in that house.
Why don't you just go get professional fucking care? I mean, for
that's
reals.
Expensive, and then there goes all our checks. Fuck that. How am I supposed to buy my drugs? Shit, dude. This is Florida. This is Brevard County, man. Drugs are expensive.
You know, I was down in Florida a couple times working.
Would you put your grandmother in a home, or would you try and take care of her?
I wouldn't
in
put
a
her,
home?
I'd put her in a home.
I'd put him down first, I think.
You know. I'd take care of him for a while, but after a while...
Would
you
though?
Know.
Really? Hey, can I get you anything? Okay, well, I'll see you later. I'm going to go cash your check now.
But I'd take
good.
You know...
I would put him
I wouldn't
in a home.
Let gnats eat him or nothing, you know.
Because you
cockroaches?
Know what?
Because I don't like cockroaches either.
Look,
and I'm living
family,
in that house, right?
My family took care of my grandmother as she was dying from a brain tumor. Okay.
Charlie Clown says that happens more often than we may realize.
And I would never wish that on another person and their family ever. Seeing your family go through something like that, basically watching them die.
Why don't they put him down before it gets to that point?
I don't know.
Send him through a Stargate or something. That's
here,
what I'd do.
Go to a new planet.
I know. There's plenty out there.
Yay! I don't
Send
know,
him
dude.
To a hive
I would
ship.
I would vote for home.
I would vote for put down. I would not want to live in a home, so I would not want you to either.
Why don't we just set him free? We'll just take him out of the wilderness and be like, you've learned how to survive in the wild. Here you go.
That's right. Dr. Kevorkian style. He was doing great work, I thought.
You're meant to survive. You're meant to survive.
He was just a helper. He was just trying to help. According to the report, Richard Casson was visibly intoxicated at the time of his arrest, of course.
Fucking surprise.
Right? On her pain pills that he didn't let her take. He stated that he had not taken his mother to the doctor in 2 years because, quote, they just poke and prod her. He stated he, quote, figured she would just die. Why won't you just die already? 85 years old, you greedy old bitch, just die.
Stop sucking up so much life.
Just fucking die. Christ, dude. They just poke and prod her. I don't trust doctors, none.
Yeah.
They just want to poke and
prod. You shouldn't trust yourself at that point.
Poking and prodding her.
Well, obviously he's got, you know, like a third grade education.
Obviously.
Pretty common for people in some parts of Florida.
Quote, it makes me realize why he never let me in the house. He would cut me short and meet me at the door, the neighbor said. I had never seen her inside in 5 years. A different neighbor, however, defended the guy, saying that he could no longer care for his mother after 20 years and was battling alcoholism. Is that a nice way of saying he was a drunk piece of shit?
I suppose.
I guess.
He's struggling. He's in a war right
it's
now.
It's a disease, man.
It's called alcoholism. He's fighting a battle. That battle is alcoholism.
And it is a disease.
It's killing him. Not as quickly as it's killing her, but it's still killing
her. She's dying a little bit more hardcore from his alcoholism than
that's
anything.
Funny.
I think she's battling alcoholism.
A neighbor,
she's running the battle.
A neighbor who used to buy pills from the guy said he couldn't care for her anymore. And he was battling alcoholism. I know he did not mean no harm. He did not mean no harm. Some of things in the house are rough. But as I've known him, he cried saying, my mom's passing away. My mom's passing away. Might as well just sit here and get high.
Right.
He was sick about it, a man named Robert said. He also said that Cass had allowed a friend to call for help for his mother, but never expected it would land him in jail. $1 million bond. The pimp is gonna not have to pay near as much because of his exquisite hair, first of all. $1 million for just letting nature run its course? I don't know.
Yeah, but like, that's, if that's your loved one and you're supposed to be...
Clean up your house. Jesus Christ.
You're supposed to love this person and you're just letting them
not
rot
necessarily
away.
Tons of people just fucking hate their mothers. They usually...
Yeah, but if he...
end up killing people, but you know.
I don't know. I just don't...
Maybe she was a bitch. You don't know.
Okay, whatever.
Fine. Maybe that was in her last will and testament to make his last 20 years miserable. She's like, you're gonna take care of me. So there.
Okay, fine, you win.
All right. Well, I got one more story before we get the fuck out of here. This is kind of weird. So, you know where Beijing is, right?
Sort of.
Are you familiar?
That's China, right?
Pardon?
China?
Sure. Are you aware?
Is it in China? Or
absolutely.
Are you ding?
Yes, it is. Are you aware of any of their, oh, how should I say, the shit they eat? Are you aware of any of the weird shit they eat there?
Spare rib soup?
Okay, well, check this out. There's a zoo in Beijing, and there's signs, and they say, do not feed the animals. But then there is also a restaurant that offers the food that you were just admiring, the beast, the whatever.
Oh, cool.
Like,
so
you say, you see
giraffe.
You see a hippopotamus right there, okay, right? And it's natural habitat.
And now you're hungry for hippopotamus.
And then you go to the thing, and you're like, I'll take that one. I didn't like the way he was looking at me. And then they go out there, and they're like, ah, and they kill it. They bring it in. They cook it. And then you're eating.
That would be pretty fucking cool.
Could you eat while you were watching them?
Yes.
Like their families just mourn the loss of,
yes,
of their loved one that you are now eating?
A hippopotamus?
A hippopotamus.
Mourn its, like, baby forever. Like, it'll sit there for a week with its dead baby if it dies.
Yeah, that's crazy, though. Would you be able to do, would you do that? Would you be into that?
I could do it.
I would. That'd be cool.
Like, would you...
I want to try hippopotamus.
Would you go out of your way to go to a zoo that specifically said you... You are what you eat. You
no, but
eat
if I,
what you watch.
If I happen to be there at some point in my life, I would say, what the hell, let's do it.
When in Rome, right?
Yeah, you know, sure.
After watching the beasts in their cages, diners at the zoo restaurant can gnaw on the web toes of a hippopotamus, chew a kangaroo tail, nibble a deer's penis.
What?
Okay. Or slurp down a bowl of ant soup.
Ant soup. That's disgusting.
Fire ant soup.
Ooh, hot.
It's hot.
Spicy.
That's
careful.
Right. Be careful. The sale of the dish. That's disgusting. A deer's penis? Really? That you have
Did
all
it
these.
Seriously, say that.
Yes, I'm not making that up. Chew a kangaroo tail, comma, nibble a deer's penis, or slurp down a bowl of ant soup. Have you ever nibbled a deer's
no.
penis ever?
No.
Sean, are you sure?
Pretty sure.
Got to be up front with
but
me
sometimes
here.
When people give you deer meat, you never know what you're getting.
You're in the no lie zone right now, so you got to be truthful.
Wait, did we swear him in?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I sweared him in earlier. You're not allowed to lie on this show.
100% not 100%. Guilty.
Okay. That's weird. It is utterly inappropriate for a zoo to sell such items, said some whining homo of some animal place. One of the zoo's missions is to foster love of animals and a desire to protect them. But by selling the meat of caged beasts, this zoo stimulates consumption and increases pressure on the animals in the wild. It is socially irresponsible. What do you think about that?
Kind of a fucking ass backwards philosophy.
Kind of a
one.
Hard on, huh?
I guess.
These people feel that much more connected to the animals because they get to eat them.
I am one with the giraffe!
That's right. I have its courage now. Oh, it's like a doctor being like, oh, well, we lost your son, but we have, you know, some doggy bags of some flank steaks off of him that are just to die for, so
woo.
You can take those home with you, you
Yay.
Know? I don't know. I'm cool with it. I'm down with that.
Let him have it, dude. Let him do it. Well, it's cool.
maybe this zoo isn't all about the love of animals and a desire to protect them. Like, hey, read the mission statement. That's not us. Wrong zoo. That's the San Diego Zoo, actually. This is Beijing. We eat. Times are fucking rough right now, okay? If I can sell some exotic ass, like, scorpion souffle, then I'm gonna fucking do it. Fuck 'em.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. These delicacies go for between 100 and 1,000 yuan.
Yen.
Yen? Y-U-A-N is yen?
Yes. Oh. I think.
Why don't you just spell it Y-E-N? It'd be so much easier.
Why don't they just not kill and sell animals to protect them? I mean,
because times are tough, fool.
So you gotta kill them and sell them to protect them.
That's right. Well, maybe they go out and kill the wild ones and then just keep leaving. Like, maybe the zoo is the menu.
You gotta keep your, yeah, I was gonna say, you gotta keep your menu.
Is the menu. We can go out and get whatever you want. No problem. That's awesome. That's nice. An interesting way to go about it. Huh.
Yes, yes, it is.
All right, well, anything else you'd like to talk about, Mr. Lyrical?
No, I think I'm good.
Are you good?
I think everything's good.
Are you sleeping on my couch again tonight?
Hopefully not.
You're going to find some nice, what's it called? What's it called when it's nice and you find it?
Treasure?
Some.
I don't know.
No.
Ice cream?
No.
I don't think you want to just find ice cream.
Well, I go to your freezer. Like,
some
hey,
nice
cream,
pussy to
it.
Just, like, cuddle up with and put your penis in for, like, the next hour to 2 hours. Is that what you're going to do? There. I said it. Okay? Happy? See what you made me do?
I'm happy now.
I know you are.
Thank
okay,
you.
There you go.
Are you taken? Is Lyrical off the market? I want a yes or a no right now.
Ooh.
We ask the hard-hitting questions here.
No comment.
May I remind you, you are in the no-lie zone.
Well, that's a no. I'm not lying to you. I have no comment on the issue.
If I offered you Dana right now, would you do a three-way with us?
No comment.
Thank you.
Again, I mean no on that one, but no comment on the first one.
Okay. Thank you for that.
It's not good when you have to correct yourself, dude.
Well?
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 Thank you.
I have a present for you.
For me?
Yeah, you.
What is it? Is it you farting? Is it? What the fuck is that?
It's Mohammed.
Is that a Matt Mohammed?
Yeah, kind of.
Yesterday, or is it nice. Today? Was today? What's today? The 20th? Yeah, yesterday, I think, was Draw Mohammed Day, but that's
nice. It's the 21st
nice.
Today.
That is nice.
It's a Mohammed.
And Amham says no comment means yes. Wow. I
no,
never thought I'd see the
He's
day.
He's like, no, no.
No, no comment
no,
means
not at all.
None yet.
Never thought I'd see the day.
It's my Mohammed.
All right. Well, thank you guys, of course, for being with us. The Friday night show. Fuck. Another week. I am getting old.
Yeah,
email us.
Stop reminding me, please.
At thejamhole.com. You are too. 406-204-46.
Not nearly as fast as you.
87. It's because I'm good at it.
had a lot of practice by this point.
I've had a lot of practice.
Pretty good.
And you make me old. You stress me out
what?
And make me old. You're the reason why I'm starting to look old. Thank you.
No, it's because you're getting fat and old.
It's because of you, though.
Yeah, you need to start running.
Yeah, that's going
to
happen.
Do I need to put you on Lyrical's official workout plan?
You need to start chasing me.
$9.99
is the only
Amham
way.
Amham says Danny's almost 20 now.
Yeah, right. She wishes. That's the only way you're going to get me out there doing that.
Yes, Matt is like 40. He's pretty old.
Be your life coach. It'd be great.
Pretty fucking old.
And then we'll laugh about it. All right, well, thank you guys. We will see you Monday. TheJamHole.com/donate. Give us some cash because we are broke.
Broke.
/PO Box. Got another postcard. Oh, give me that. Postcard from Michigan. A great place to ski, apparently. Address to the fucking jam hole again. Thank you, Burger, for that. Appreciate it. TheJamHole.com/POBOX is the address. You can send us cool stuff to the PO Box. And yeah, we'll talk to you guys Monday.
Goodbye.
Bye.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.